Maybe you're already aware. Recognizing awareness and the experiences being received by awareness. When at times there is some momentum of awareness, with a sense of the natural receiving of experience. At times, the mind will be interested in and investigate, be curious about the experiences themselves, their qualities. And at times, there will be more interest in the more general nature of experience. Impermanent, changing. More interested in that experience comes, arises, persists, and yet in that persistence is very dynamic, never the same moment to moment, and then ceases. With that interest in the changing nature of experience, sometimes there is less connection with the specific qualities of the experience. Maybe more just a sense of sensations coming and going, and not even what the sensations are, just the recognition, the perception of impermanence. Receiving the flow of life changing, not stable. There are different ways the mind We'll notice impermanence. Sometimes we might be noticing, there might be a noticing of attention shifting from experience to experience. This is recognizing changing attention, not so much the impermanence of an experience in particular, not seeing the arising and passing of an experience, but seeing that the attention has changed. The attention has left one experience and dropped into another one. At times we might, within a particular experience, notice that there's changing qualities within it, like with a sound, noticing a wavering within a sound, as with a bell. The changing nature of what seems to be a persisting object. We might notice just the very beginning of experience, when something comes into being. We might notice the ending of experience. We might notice the beginning, but not the ending. We notice the beginning of one, and then the beginning of another. You might notice the flow from the beginning through the persisting and the changing through to the ending. Any experience. Sensations, thoughts, feelings. One definition the Buddha offers for clear comprehension, what Bhikkhu Bodhi translates as full awareness, is one recognizes thoughts, feelings, and perceptions as they arise, persist, and pass away. Sometimes we also might feel or experience a sense of stopping of the flow of experience, some sense of solidification. If that happens, just notice stopping is happening. Nothing wrong there in terms of the capacity to be aware. Just aware. The only wrongness there is the idea that there's a problem. Just aware. Sometimes the mind, the awareness, interested in the changing nature of experience. Sometimes the mind landing with some experience and staying there with some attachment, just knowing that. The attention can shift between awareness of the specific qualities of experience and between understanding the impermanent nature of experience. No need to preference one or the other. Just aware, how is it for you? What is awareness curious about? What is curiosity curious about? Awareness simply receiving. Just aware, receiving experience. I'm curious too about any attitudes or perspectives that might be hidden. As we notice experience. We might notice different relationships to impermanent, knowing, seeing the impermanence. Sometimes it can be delightful, easeful. Sometimes it can be distressing. Uncomfortable. Just knowing that part too. Aware of experience and our relationship to it.